Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Miriam Lauba, and I am the senior producer for the Play On podcast series for Next Chapter Podcasts. Today, for our delightful bonus content, we have our fool, or I should say the gentleman who played the fool for us in Marcus Gardley's translation of King Lear, Mr. Aldo Billingsley. Hey, Aldo.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Miriam. Thanks for talking to me about this fabulous, fabulous thing.
I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you before we go much further. So, Aldo is a professor of theater at Santa Clara University, where he teaches courses in performance and performance studies, including seminars on August Wilson and American theater from the Black perspective. Aldo became SCU's inaugural Associate Provost for Diversity and Inclusion and served as the Vice President of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley. A member of Actors Equity and the Screen Actors Guild, Aldo has also appeared in 8 of the 10 plays in August Wilson's Century Cycle, chronicling African-American history of the 20th century, and more than 24 different plays by William Shakespeare. Aldo has worked extensively in theaters in the San Francisco Bay Area, including the American Conservatory Theater, the Aurora Theater, the Cutting Ball Theater, the Lorraine Hansberry Theater, the Magic Theater, the Marin Theater Company, and Theater Works. He has also worked at many regional theaters across the country, as well as many Shakespeare festivals across the country, including the Shakespeare Festivals of California, Dallas, Marin, Santa Cruz, Utah, and Oregon. And I can say, when we found ourselves working together earlier in our careers, Aldo was one of the most generous and thoughtful actors. He always had a kind word of encouragement for me as a novice. So it is my great pleasure to have him here with me today. Aldo, welcome to the Play On Podcast bonus content series for King Lear.
Thanks so much, Miriam, and I am so sorry that you are so tired of talking now after saying all those things, but you made up some wonderful things about me, and I appreciate it.
They're all such amazing things, but we're going to start at the beginning, Aldo. Can you just say where you were born?
I was born in San Bernardino, California, where I lived for just a few months before we moved out because my dad was in the military. So I have two older brothers, an older sister, and I have a twin brother. And so, so my mom had twins, and then we're on the move again. And shortly after, the family was in Istanbul, Turkey. And so we spent a couple of years there. And our best friends were twins named Bidad and Gidad, which I have this fantasy that one day we're all going to be able to get together and get all the twin boys together again. But we'll see if that ever happens.
Oh, my goodness. Aldo, first of all, I never knew that you had a twin. Second of all, I feel like I may have heard somewhere in my mind that you're from a military family, and I think you must meet up, the four of you, the twins. How cool would that be to meet up all these years later?
Two sets of twins meeting, it'd be so Shakespearean.
It would be. You could put on your own play.
There you go.
What drew you to the theater?
I was trying to get kissed.
Okay.
There hadn't been a lot of that. when I was in the seventh grade, we went and saw a production of Oklahoma. Uh-huh. And there was a woman named Linda Peterson who was playing Ado Annie. And she was gorgeous and fabulous. And she was singing, "I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No." And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's the girl for me. And so I thought, wow, she's really kissing this guy. And I thought, oh, she has to because she's in a play. And if a director told a girl they had to kiss me, she couldn't say no. So I auditioned for plays. And it took me a while. I didn't get my first stage kiss until I was a sophomore in college. And it was actually on the cheek. But by that time, I was too hooked to realize that I was being motivated by kisses.
Okay. So going back, I love this, motivated by a kiss. What was the show in college that you were the kiss on the cheek?
You Can't Take It With You.
Oh,
so
okay.
I played Ed, and instead of a printing press, I was doing desktop publishing. So when my wife came home, she gave me a kiss on the cheek. And when I was in Ashland, where we worked together,
yeah,
I was doing one of the park talks,
yeah,
and somebody asked me that question, and I said, and I got a kiss on the cheek, and then this woman said, "It was my daughter." Megan Schneider's mother from Texas was in the audience saying, "It was my daughter."
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.